T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It should be noted you saw Brian Bulaga is in there after having leading the game last week with an injury. Jones down the field. A diving catch is made by Alan Lazard. And that's all the way inside the 25-yard line.
Well, we just talked about it. Attacking downfield. They were sick of being passive, and it's a clear catch from the Iowa State slow Cyclone, Lazard.
Yeah, you know, Aaron just, you know, put a good ball out there. And I think the defense kind of just messed up the coverage, and I was able to find a hole. End up getting the premier look and just try to go out there and make a play.
...31-13, the Green Bay Packers, they get a win and they knock off the Giants. And nice day yesterday for the Packers. Not a great win, not a terrible win. Either way, just a good, solid win. And so, that being said, you take it, you move on. They're 9-3. Joining us here in our Bear Sunroom studio, here live on location, our good buddy Mike Clemens. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Always great to come out here because it's just amazing what folks in the community do to come around from various parts of the state.
Speaking of
to
that,
donate to this toy drive every year.
Dan in West Dallas dropped off a bunch of toys. Jim in Waterford just came by and dropped off $20. Tom in Franklin just came by and dropped off $20. Keep it coming. We cannot do it without you. And thanks to everybody coming by.
Good guys. Appreciate them listening to the show. And then they take time out of their day to drive down here and drop off their toy donation. It's pretty amazing.
So last night we talked about this in the post game that we thought, okay, it was kind of a game in which a lot of questions weren't answered, but it's a win and you take it.
Yeah, we just heard that touchdown or that big play, that 43-yard pickup for Alan Lazard. Later you have a touchdown. Alan Lazard, by the way, that's one thing we did learn out of this game yesterday. He's the number two receiver for the Green Bay Packers now.
He's emerged that way.
After Devontae Adams. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he's flown off the radar screen. I mean, he had an injury about a month ago, an ankle and knee. Still got in there the next week. They threw to him a couple times yesterday, but he's not even getting the snaps. I mean, after Devontae, let's see, Geronimo Allison's got 138 snaps in the last three games. Alan Lazard, number 13, big number 13, 119 snaps. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, your draft pick from 2 years ago, 58 snaps in the last three games and declining.
Wow. Has he become just the one-trick pony?
I guess. You know, and particularly in that kind of a situation yesterday, I guess if it's, if you're indoors and he can get into track meet and one-on-one, but I just don't think they trust his ability to catch the football, to be reliable on that. I don't know why. I am not going to be the guy who, starts ripping the team when they get a win, because it's a fact. It's hard to get wins in the National Football League. But I'm telling you, I wanted so much more out of that game yesterday. It needed to be a bounce back after the physical beatdown you took from the 49ers. Aaron Rodgers turns 36 today. Today's his 36th
That's
birthday.
That's right, yeah.
And it's just that reminder that you're only going to get so many more opportunities with this guy. Now, let's talk about some of the positives. How much this is the most fun play of the season so far. There's been bigger plays, better plays, more spectacular plays, like a ball that Aaron threw to Geronimo Allison over the middle. Amazing throw. But yesterday, Aaron Rodgers comes up in the fourth quarter to the 1 yard line, the Giants 1 yard line, and he shouts out, "Big Dog!" And I mean it. I say, "Come on!"
Right?
Because that's his nickname for his veteran tight end, Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he's just shouting to this guy in front of the Giants and all the fans at MetLife Stadium. "Hey, Big Dog!" This would be like me coming to the line and saying, "Hey, Big Unit!" You know?
Yeah.
How much more obvious can you be? And what's he do? He flicks the ball out through the flat. It was actually a heck of a pass. Mercedes picks up on it and runs a little out route. beats the one guy because the flats are completely open in the end zone, and he scores what ends up being his first touchdown as a Green Bay Packer. So we've got the play and what Aaron had to say after the play.
Matt does a good job of giving us a lot of options on the play with some underneath stuff and some shots down the field. It's just about calculations out there and figuring out where you think the best matchup is and highest percentage throw. I think there's a couple times, as I look back on it, I probably had some underneath stuff, but, we took some shots down the field. I love the aggression from Matt today. We took shots early. We had a nice, keep that I pulled up, and Allen ran a nice route. I just felt like we were taking some shots down the field, and he was trusting me to make the right decision.
Yeah, and what he was saying there was, Bill, when it started to snow, I felt pretty good about this. And I liked that we were taking shots downfield on third down. We don't always do that. There was a game a year ago at this time when Philbin had taken over as the interim head coach, and they were playing the Jets, and they went into overtime. And Aaron Rodgers was just back there playing a point guard, which this is his style of football he likes to play. All the stakes aren't out there. Put the game on his shoulders, let him run around, let him just react to the way what the defense shows him. He loves playing that kind of football, and that's what he was doing yesterday, and I think that's what LaFleur said. Hey, if we get a win out of this, let's take advantage of the secondary in these sloppy conditions. Now let's play that big dog play and Aaron's recap of that.
Second down and goal, and Rodgers under pressure gets it away, and Lewis with a touchdown for Green Bay. His first touchdown reception of the season.
Well, I'm always happy throwing a touchdown pass, but a little something special with Mercedes just because the kind of guy that he is, the kind of player that he is, what he's meant to our team this year from a leadership standpoint. He's a pro's pro. I mean, hasn't been a huge factor in the passing game, but he's been a rock in the run game, opening up holes for us and doing his job, never complaining, leading by example. At this point, I couldn't throw a touchdown to the better guy.
Boy, that's high praise for Mercedes Lewis, huh? Couldn't throw a touchdown pass to a better guy.
Right.
Yeah.
My point is this. A year ago, Joe Philbin was just roll the helmets out and okay, Aaron, whatever you want, man. Right?
Right.
And, they went 2-2 under him. You brought in a new head coach with a vision and a plan and a scheme and an offense. And yesterday, the decision was, let Aaron air it out, and this will be enough to get past these guys with the Giants. The fact is, this is a playoff potential team, and that's going to have to get past the Vikings or the Saints or the Seahawks. They call them off-schedule plays, just when you're just sort of improvising.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you call a play, and guys run down there. But it's pretty much understood that Aaron Rodgers is going to buy some extra time and look for somebody downfield. This team is not good enough to afford him to do that all the time. They couldn't run the football in the second half yesterday. And you're going to be a one and done team in the playoffs unless you finally figure out how you're going to fix your run game and run the on schedule plays. But yesterday when they got out there at MetLife and it wasn't raining, freezing raining, it was that snow. Here was Aaron Rodgers' reaction.
No, I love the conditions. I was a little worried that it might be more rain than snow, but yeah, I mean the footing, playing on an artificial surface is different than playing at Lambeau. When it is snowy, the flakes were obviously really, really big today too, and wet, so it changes the feel of the football. But I've always felt like the conditions can allow for some more off-schedule stuff because field conditions, weather conditions, the cold changes some of the rush patterns and rush lanes. And when those big flakes were falling down, I felt pretty good about our chances.
He likes the snow globe.
Sure. Look, he goes to LaFleur and says, I've been through this a million times. Let's just call these kinds of plays. Let me just kind of freelance with this thing. You and I both know the secondary is young and not very good. And, let's let the chips fall where they may, and that's what they did. But, it was 17-10 at halftime. They didn't blow them away.
Right.
And it was close till about the fourth quarter. And I just wish that they could have been a more dominating performance against a team that's likely going to fire their head coach here in the next couple of weeks. That's what I guess that's it, Bill. I was just looking for a more dominating performance and something closer to the identity of what this team needs to be. when they get to the playoffs. Now, tremendous efforts from individual efforts. I just don't see, you know, identity as a team like you saw yesterday with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what the Ravens are going to do. They're going to run the ball at you. No one's going to be able to stop Lamar when he comes outside. And then when they get into the red zone, Lamar starts passing.
Right.
Throwing his bullets because it's adapted for him, and nobody can stop those guys. And that's the way they're going to win their football games. But a tremendous performance from Brian Bulaga, who goes down with the sprained MCL against the 49ers. The Packers sign a veteran tackle on Wednesday. They bring him in. They claim him off of waivers, Jared Valdir. Interesting guy who had played with Billy Turner with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got picked up by the Patriots, but he was coming off some injuries. He was beat up. And last spring, his body wasn't ready to play football. Said that in his house in Grand Rapids, Michigan, he built a weightlifting room. And he said, best investment I ever made, because he got his body back in shape. And by September, October, this 32-year-old, 6'8", 320-pound...
huge. Mountain of a human being.
Said, hey, you know, Belichick, I'm ready now if you need me. But it got to be November, and he called Belichick again and said, if you're not going to play me, then could you just, you know, release me? And the minute he got released, and Gutekunst has got this problem with Bulaga, and we saw that Alex Light's not ready for prime time against a guy like Nick Bosa, they picked him up. Now, it'll be a couple of weeks before they can play him. He's got to practice. But they've got that veteran, you know, option to back up Bulaga. But Bulaga yesterday, he played, I guess he hasn't worn a brace since he had that ACL in 2017. He played through the snow, and him and David Bakhtiari talked about at halftime, let's adjust the footwear because of the snow.
We knew it wasn't going to be easy coming in here, and then, yeah, we thought there'd be some rain, but not the whole field cover with snow, so you got to deal with that a little bit. Dave and I, we came in at halftime and we changed our shoes because he and I were wearing the same type of shoes to start, and we came back in and changed shoes because we just weren't getting deep enough into the turf.
There you go. That's Brian Bulaga, and like you said, a gutsy performance out of him yesterday. We'll continue on. Mike Clemens joining us here inside our Bear Sunroom Studios down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Ross Avenue in Oak Creek. It's the Toy Drive happening for The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Make a donation at 1057FMTheFan.com. You can come by here and make a donation via Unwrapped Toy for the kids at Children's Wisconsin or Robin's Nest, or even put a credit card in the dip jar. Just drop off some cash or change, whatever. We'll take it. We're happy to do so. And thanks to everybody that's donated so far today. And we can't stop because we've got a whole week of this. So we're really looking forward to a full week and filling up an entire semi full of toys. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a lot more with Mike Clemens. That is coming up on the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This one by Tramon Williams, the ageless one, in his second go-round with Green Bay, his 38th career interception.
Right before the snap, saw him and the quarterback kind of make signals right before the play, and just kind of expected a deep route, really, more than anything, and just kind of went up and made the play when the ball came.
Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. We are glad to have you. Those are the words of Tramon Williams of the Green Bay Packers, who jumped the route, ended up with a pick yesterday, and we continue on. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio, our Green and Gold Insider, is here inside the Bear Sunroom Studio here on site. We're at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on Rawson Avenue, and we're taking toys, we're taking cash, we're taking thoughtfulness today, good cups of cheer, smiles, getting into the holiday spirit. It's all for the kids of Children's Hospital Wisconsin, Children's Wisconsin, and Robin's Nest. Please come by and help us out. And if you can't come by, that's fine. You can still make a donation, still be a part of it. Go to 1057fmthefan.com and make a donation. This portion of the program, speaking of making a donation, brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip, and they remind you that the Karuba Coffee, if you're going to warm yourself up today, any size for only a buck, use your Quick Rewards card. You can also earn some discounts at the pump as well. That is from our terrific friends and great partner from our friends over there at Quick Trip. So, Mike.
Do you think that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur are on the same page to say, you know, if we can sneak out of this one, play a little fast break basketball today, we can rest Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams when we really need them to grind it out or something like that?
Or do you think they wanted to rest Aaron Jones?
No, I think the fact is that they couldn't beat the Giants' defensive line yesterday. And you know what the Giants did? They saw how the 49ers lined up against the Packers and just dominated them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're normally a three-down guy, three guys down in the
line.
They
were four down yesterday.
They had four down yesterday.
Yep.
They had the Marcus Golston, the their strong side linebacker. He was, on the outside there. They did what the 49ers did. And so when you saw the Packers come out of the locker room, they deferred the kick. They get the first possession. And a couple of times in those series, first down, turn around, hand off to Aaron Jones, nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing. That's concerning. You lose to a team yesterday that is now, what are those Giants? They're 3-9? Two and ten.
Two and ten. Yeah.
Okay. Pat Shurmur's 7-21 on this rebuilding team. Pat Shurmur's not a bad coach, probably a good offensive coordinator, probably doesn't have the right personality to be a head coach in the NFL. He ran into the same buzzsaw when he was with the Cleveland Browns. 2 years ago, though, Pat Shurmur's on the sidelines, and he's got Case Keenum and the Vikings, into the playoffs. So he can do it. Now he's got this talented young rookie quarterback and Daniel Jones, who, throws up. Two of those three picks were served on a silver platter for the Packers right. secondary yesterday, I thought. And nevertheless, the Giants went in the time of possession. They had some really long sustained drives. The Packers defense couldn't get off the field. Fortunately, they were able to hold them to just a touchdown and the two field goals. That's also part of the ineptness of the rookie quarterback and the struggles of the Giants, their offensive line. But the Giants out had more yards yesterday than the Packers, and the Packers won the game 31-13. 335 yards for New York, 322 for Green Bay. And so then after the game, just how strong is your opponent? Well, because your head coach, Pat Shurmur, was asked, Pat, do you hear the words that you're on the hot seat in the media?
I'm a realist when it comes to that, and I get it. And you know what? When you don't win, I expect what's written and said and what people think. I expect fans to be upset because we are too. And but we go...
Do you feel the criticism deserved then?
When you don't win, I'll feel better when we win games. That's if you're wondering how I feel.
And then there's Saquon Barkley, first-round pick from last year out of Penn State, outstanding running back. LaFleur talked him up all week long. He has struggled since he had the high ankle sprain, and he doesn't have a very good offensive line. He didn't have much of a day yesterday. But he feels like he is the leader of this Giants mm-hmm. team, that they are closer than what their record
shows.
Well,
he was their top draft choice, too.
And so he was asked about the dealing, though, with the fact that he might be losing his head coach. This team might be falling apart because now they're 2-10.
It's upsetting. It's frustrating. It sucks. But, you got to – I know I keep sounding like a broken record, but I promise when this thing turns around, I'm going to sound like a genius. We practice like we're 10-2. Our work ethic, if you're able to come and watch us, how we're in a weight room, the attention to details in the meetings, it's all there. It's all there. And, obviously I have the better point of view and be able to see that and to say that. So it's all there. And it's just not, for some strange reason, just not translating to the game right now.
I think we felt like that last year a little bit with the
exactly.
Packers. There was a lot of stuff there. It just never came together. And then the offense has somewhat come together. It's pretty much the same personnel from last year. It's just different scheme, different energy.
And then you added a couple of first-round draft picks. And you added – it's interesting here on your defense, by the way, yesterday. Montrevious Adams not getting the snaps that he used to get. It looks like Kingsley Keke is getting more of that action on the defensive line. Oren Burks, the linebacker. Not bringing him into the end of the game yesterday, and he didn't do that well. He's been on special teams. So they still can't seem to find help for Blake Martinez. I'm kind of surprised that they try and don't do more things with Kyler Fackrell. They're using that hybrid safety thing with that Ibrahim Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Will Redmond, he was inactive yesterday, but he's actually been on the injury list. But that, when you're talking about trying to shore up the run up the middle, that's where they need the help, and they're not getting it from Rashawn Gary. It is week 12 now, and now it is time to call the cards and say, okay, where is your first-round draft pick? Why can't he help out, in this cause?
Right.
Profiles encouraged with this team, Bill. The one thing for sure, with the winning record of 9-3 and bouncing back after the horrible loss against the 49ers, you've got the Mason Crosby story, where his sister-in-law passes from ovarian cancer the day after Thanksgiving. He flies down to Texas to be with his brother and family. Then the Packers fly him up to New York. He participates. He kicks the 47-yard field goal yesterday. Now he's back in Texas, and you'd never know it, looking at the way Mason Crosby faced those challenges. And then Za'Darius and Preston Smith as, team leaders that have stepped into this squad. And a New York reporter who's, he's covering Pat Shurmur And he's looking at this Matt LaFleur guy, you know, 9-3,
right,
and saying, you know, you've got the most winningest first-year NFL coach in the league right now. What's the key of this? And here's Za'Darius and Preston talking about Matt LaFleur.
Oh, man, he's been great, man. You know, one thing that he do as a coach, man, he listens to his players. If he feels like something's not right or we feel like something's not right, you know, we had that meeting and go talk to him. And you know what I'm saying? He worked with us like this past week. I think we had a leadership meeting. So the little things like that with the head coach is big, and it seemed to be helping us as a team.
I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great coach to play for. You know, we try to go out there and make sure that, you know, when he shows us love during the weeks of practice, like, you know, maybe taking a load off of us to make sure we're fresh for the game. We make sure we show love by going out there and help get wins for our team and make, you know, getting wins for him and showing him love back by playing hard and executing and going out there and getting wins.
For sure. Did he initiate the leadership meeting, or did you guys say, let's have a chat?
You can answer this one.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, we came up with it. I think I had said something first to 12. Aaron Rodgers, and I think he relayed the message to Mercedes, and I relayed it to P, and that's just something that we're going to start doing from now on once a week, you know, getting with the coach and me and him on as players is what he's not seeing, and as a coach is what we're not seeing as players.
There you go. It's good. We'll talk about that when we come back, but it's good that these guys are kind of saying, hey, there's some things that we need to do here.
Yeah, I had a couple of listeners on Twitter say, I wish he hadn't revealed that to the media. Who cares?
Why?
Well, the guy is trying to say we're doing everything we can to communicate with coach, to be open-minded as players. Whoa. Why does that have to be
put it this way? If
closed
it was
and in-house.
Yeah, if it was a big deal to them to where nobody could know, they wouldn't have told us.
Right.
You know, I've always said that. If somebody doesn't want you to know, they won't tell you.
No, and if you find out the story, you know, 4 months later from Tyler Dunn, you know, then we all look like knuckleheads,
right.
You know, and it looks like the players had something to hide.
Yeah, no, this is just, yeah, exactly. That would be, oh, my God, they had to go behind everybody's back to tell the coach what to do because he wasn't good enough or something. Yeah, I can hear the conspiracy theories. This is just a group of guys saying, hey, we had some leadership meetings. We want to make sure that this thing stays on the track. So I'm all for it. Going to go and take a quick break. We're broadcasting live down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We are in Oak Creek. It's the toy drive. Come on by. New unwrapped toy. We need a bunch of them. We also need some cash as well. If you want to drop that off or make a donation, go to 1057fmthefan.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends, taking us down to Miami. Our friends down at San Giorgio, Gino and everybody, the whole staff down there, Vincenzo and Robin, everybody do a great job making the pizzas at San Giorgio. Old World 3rd Street right there on the corner by Kilborn, across the street from the Hyatt. Highly, highly acclaimed place. Stop in and tell them we said hi because you can't get a better pizza in town. And if you're going to do it, get the Bill Michaels and pair it up with our friends over at the Cider Boys at Point Brewing. Go to pointbeer.com. Our friends from Stevens Point, they work with us each and every year. Thanks to Joe Martino and that entire group up there as well. And thanks for being a part of the program. Want to remind you, coming up after the game this Sunday, immediately following Green Bay and Washington, you know where to find us. We're going to be back on our perch at Hinterland over there in the Titletown District. Come on over and see the best Green and Gold postgame show that's out there. Period. End of story. You have spoken. We are the best. Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air, and we cannot say thanks enough to everybody that came by. Luis came by and donated $40. Thanks to Luis for stopping by here at the Children's Hospital, or I say Children's Wisconsin Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest down at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, Rawson Avenue, in Oak Creek. All of our terrific sponsors, our friends from CarStar, they have been the number one driver in this for a while now. So thanks to everybody, Brenda and everybody with CarStar. Thanks to all the on-site volunteers that we've had down here all day as well. And thanks to you, because today we're not going to stop, okay? We're not going to stop by any stretch of the imagination. We still got to go till 6 o'clock tonight. But we're 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day all the way through Friday. Please come by and drop off a new unwrapped toy. That's first and foremost. And if you can't do that, by all means, drop off a monetary donation. Mike Clements here joining us in the studio. So we'll just take it. It's a win.
Packers got back home late last night. Matt LaFleur and the coaches looking at the tape this morning. And, you know, Redskins, that's your next opponent at Lambeau Field. That should be, you know, a cakewalk, right? Well, Redskins won their game yesterday, didn't they?
Yep.
So who knows? I think it'd be smart if Dan Snyder finally gets rid of GM Bruce Allen, although he'll probably just hire another yes man. But in the meantime, the run game. I mean, in the snow yesterday, or when you go up by a couple of scores, how come you can't run the football in the second half? Aaron Jones finished the day. He had 11 carries, only 18 yards. That's 1.6 yards per carry. Jamal Williams got some yards in garbage time with Tim Boyle out there at the end of the game. Matt LaFleur asked about the run attack against the Giants.
Yeah, I thought in the first half with the limited opportunities, I think we had 23 plays in the first half. We were actually running the ball pretty decent. But in the second half, it just didn't feel like it really got going until the end there. Jamal started to grind out some pretty hard-fought yards there at the end. But, yeah, certainly there's a lot of room for improvement with our run game.
I mean, remember, Bill, this was going to be, we are going to run the football.
Right.
On first and second down.
Yeah.
We are going to use the misdirection.
That was going
to
be the identity.
We're going to take the pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, this will be so much easier for him because defenses are going to have to honor the run and the play action. Well, you know, you didn't take one step closer with that yesterday. And Davante Adams, who ended up being your leading receiver, he was asked to sum up the performance yesterday against the Giants.
Definitely better than last week. I think there's still some things that we could do better. Obviously with the weather and everything. There's a lot of things to overcome today, but I think that we went out there, started a lot faster, didn't shoot ourselves in the foot near as much. So it's probably the closest that we've been. Obviously, like I always say, we like to look at the tape just so we can reassure, because it's never as bad or never as good as what you feel on the field. So having a second to take a second after the game, we can reflect and say that we did that. But once we look at the film, we'll know for sure.
Aaron Jones was in the tent for a while yesterday. He came back. I'm not aware of any other serious injuries, so I think that's one positive coming out of the win yesterday for Matt LaFleur and the Packers.
Going back real quick before I let you go, we talked about this being a win. It wasn't flashy. It wasn't dominant. You wanted it to be. How much do you feel that the weather played into that?
I think Aaron saw snowflakes. He knew what his opponent was going to be like, particularly where the weaknesses were in the secondary, and he said, let's go for this, man. But I tell you what, the Packers' performance yesterday reminded me kind of a basketball team we like to follow around here with a guy named Giannis. And if he's hot and makes his 40 points and his triple doubles like that, it's great. If he's not and there isn't 1 second shooter that doesn't step up, they suddenly collapse because they don't seem to run an offense. It's based on Giannis and guys filling in around him. And that's what yesterday it was Aaron Rodgers and guys filling in around him. Not a system, and that's what's frustrating, that you're here, you are at week 13 now, and you don't have that identity where you take more of that pressure off of Rodgers, and it's more of a team effort with the misdirections, and you're using Jones, and you're using Davante Adams, and you're getting Lazard in there, you're getting the tight ends involved more, and you don't know where the ball's going on the next play. That's the frustrating part that they need to try and figure out before they take on the Bears again and the Vikings at the end of this month.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming down here and hanging out with us in the studio. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for doing this.
Live and in person.
Appreciate you out here, and it's great that, you know, to meet all these. Thank you to the listeners for the donations they make to the toy drive.
Huge thanks to Boltsmith Packaging in Waukesha. They dropped off an enormous amount of toys. Pleasant Prairie Fire Department, Franklin Fire Department. Thanks to our friends from the Tax Center as well. Big check came from them. We got a great start, but we can't stop. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. Time for us to go. Have a going. Shoot!
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.